You're watching a bunch of adults freak out over toys. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
So this is the Radio Free Cybertron BotCon 2014 special edition. With me, I have Diecast, Rob Clay, and Anthony from TFU.info. Guys, how's it going?
Hey, everyone.
Not bad.
Not as good as Anthony. Yeah, for sure.
So Ant's actually at BotCon this year. So far, what's the coolest thing that you've seen?
Coolest thing I've seen. I went to see Hollywood Babylon. we went to Transformers the Ride. I went to the Hollywood Babylon podcast last night after the Universal thing, and we got them to read our email about us being there for BotCon. So if you listen to that podcast, check that out, because they make fun of us relentlessly.
Oh, that is awesome.
A minute and a half, 2 minutes. other than that, no, the Universal's a lot of fun. The convention itself's been good so far. The RC, I haven't gotten a good chance to see RC, but she's on display, and so is Chromia and Brainstorm, but the pictures are really nice. And there's a lot of neat stuff going on. I mean, a lot of cosplay, which I haven't seen in a while at BotCon, and a lot of really good looking costumes too, which is an interesting new twist to the convention. There's just so much going on; it's like Transformers overload.
So, where does this rank on the list of your recent BotCons that you've gone to? Like, as far as like the spectacle and everything, where would you place it?
It's about average. I mean, ever since Fun Pub has taken over, I think they're all about the same as far as the actual convention goes. The things you do outside of the convention, you know, and the fun you have with your friends, that usually is what changes, what makes the con better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely the reason I go to BotCon. If it wasn't for, like, hanging out with you guys, I would just... Okay, so I just found out you can't go to twitter.com/TFU. You have to go to twitter.com/TFU.info. People watching...
Underscore info.
Do not go there. So, hanging out with you guys is, like, my favorite part of going to BotCon. Otherwise, it's honestly pretty awesome just to sit here and, like, read the Twitter feed. Because now it's just so easy to get news, as it happens. It's pretty amazing. So, following the TFU.info Twitter account, I'm looking to see, did you get any photos by chance? Or were they not allowed of the subscription service 3.0?
The photos were allowed of subscription service figures. They're going to have them up in a couple days. I was working off my iPad, which doesn't take good photos.
Gotcha.
So I was trying to save a little phone battery for this phone call. So I didn't take any pictures. I'm sure they're out there somewhere, because they said no video, still pictures were allowed. So you should be able to see them soon. That's all fresh in my head because I just came out of that. So if you want to ask that's probably a good place to start.
Yeah, because I don't other than like reading your feed, I don't have a good sense of what actually happened. So the club and freebie figures were announced, and there was a seventh figure apparently that was not announced.
Actually, the club and freebie figures were not announced. They will be announced later this week, they said, hopefully. They didn't bring the six. Apparently, the approval on those came back pretty late from Hasbro, like last night or the night before, and they didn't bring any pictures with them or store them somewhere where they could get them and put them into the slideshow. So those will not be announced this weekend. And the seventh figure, they just said there was one, they didn't announce it.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start with the stuff that you did see. So Croc from Generations Megatron.
Correct. Croc from Generation Megatron looked very nice, kind of faithful to the Action Master.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of neon green. They said don't bank on the colors on anything, though, because they were really drilling that home as far as the colors go, that they may change. He came with one of the Micron figures that turns into what I guess is an alligator and a double-edged blade, kind of like a sword weapon, like a Wolverine claw without the middle claw. And I don't know which figure that is, but I'm sure if you do a little digging around TFWiki, you can find it. I did have Monzo right in front of me, and he didn't know either. So
okay,
I
so it really, must not exist. Yeah.
Right away. Yes.
So yeah, I've got the photo of the Action Master version up right now for the people watching the video.
There is a gallery now on tformers.com that has the pictures of the new subscription figures.
Oh, awesome. Let me go pull that up. So let's see here. So... What was the next figure? Do you remember what came up next? By chance?
Next was Nacelle.
So is that what is
Nacelle the Seeker? Okay, so that is it's the thrust mold from the 2007 set. It's painted blue and white, and it's based off of something they were explaining it, something in a pre-Transformers catalog or a Transformers pre-sell catalog that was sent to retailers. I guess of a miscolored thrust. I don't know where the name comes from, but that's the origin of that figure.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with it. When I saw it, I thought jumped straight to like a Wart Nacelle from Star Trek. And like, so yeah, that I have no idea what that is. Let's see here. So I'm going through the slideshow. I see the slides from the BotCon set. How they did Scorponok and all of that. So
yeah, keep going. They went through a lot of that stuff. I kind of tweeted out that the thing was kind of pointless. It was like every text on the screen was really tiny, so you couldn't see what it was. Like as far as that, but they were really just color sheets.
Yeah.
And so they kind of just blew through that stuff, and you know, it took them about 15 minutes before they got.
Did you pick up the set, by the way?
Yes, we did. I really looked at it, but I got Dal here playing with his. If you need me to kind of steal something from him.
Oh, and I looked it up, by the way. According to the wiki, Nacelle is a character from the Transformers Exodus novel, Starscream's first officer in the Air Command during the early days of the war.
No wonder I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that. I just haven't read it.
It's okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? That bodes well for eventual Paddles figure.
Let's see here. So, gosh, there's so many thumbnails.
Okay, you want to move on to the next figure?
Yeah,
or,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Actually, right here, I have Croc up. So,
okay. There's
Croc. Oh, that's kind of beautiful and awful all at the same time.
Yeah. Wow.
I kind of like that. Okay, Nacelle. Let's go ahead and...
just when we thought we weren't going to get any more of that mold.
Yeah.
Yes, according to the panel, it's the 30th rendition of that mold.
I'm not surprised.
Is that counting the refresh of the mold, or is that like the new?
I really don't know. I don't know how they did the math. I don't even know if they count the Japanese ones, or just the Japanese, or just the American.
I don't know if I like this or not. It's weird looking. I mean, it looks like it almost looks like an Argentinian seeker or something that would have come out like in another country. I don't get it, but it's not terrible. So that's based on something from Exodus. What was looks like Serpent O.R.?
Yes, Serpent O.R.
Okay, I get it now.
Oh, now you get it.
I didn't get it.
Serpentor.
Wow.
G.I. Joe crossover.
Yeah, I kept reading Serpent O.R., and I'm like, what's that? Now that I see it, it's Serpentor.
Yeah, I think that's specific versions from one of the various Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers. I want to say Devil's Due.
Was it?
Maybe?
I
best guess.
I believe so. They alluded to it, that it being in some sort of fiction.
I know I've read the name that spelled that way before, but I couldn't tell you exactly where.
And that's going to have some sort of combined Decepticon / Cobra symbol, right?
According to the panel, yes.
Okay.
And that looks really good. That's another one that's another mold that they seem to be getting a lot of use out of.
Surprisingly, and they're doing a good job with it.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be that flexible, but it's totally been good. Let's see here. So up next, it looks like we have Zab. Oh, nice.
With Creon GB Blackrock.
GB Blackrock, that's awesome! I love this. I didn't expect that. So that's pretty much my subscription service 3 right there. That's pretty much doing it. I'm doing it for a Creon.
Which is interesting, Brian, because they're really worried about that being one that's too far out there. Zap being a Blocktown character. They want to pull up the listing for Blocktown, but I feel like that was like one of the last-ditch efforts to keep G1 alive that didn't get made in Japan.
I don't remember that. But it's GB Blackrock. So... That's pretty
so the gist roughly of Blocktown was that they were robots that came with little Lego type sets, which is why he comes with a crayon and he's painted after, I guess, one of the cars. I couldn't even tell you what mold
was,
it
was.
But
was it a version of Zap that came with?
The character was originally called Car Zap. Got the wiki up, and he was a remold, recolor of G2 Windbreaker.
Okay, but it's Zap.
And any idea what mold that is for the Collector's Club? Because, like I said, I couldn't really get a good look at it.
That is the Bumblebee Goldfire mold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea about that subline existing, but it's Zap and it's GB Blackrock, and I'm good with that. So, let's see here. Coming up next, we have G2 Starscream. So, that's really neat. I like that. It's G2. It's before G2 got really crazy. But it's G2, and it's Starscream, and it's another use of that mold, so... So can't say much else about that. So this one surprised me, and it was Tarantulas.
Yeah.
And it's the... is that Junk Heap? Junk Heap head?
Yeah, Junk Heap, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the Retgar mold with the Junk Heap head, and it's not been remolded, it looks like. But it comes with Orange Microns. That's, I like it. I think it works. I don't know that it works necessarily as Tarantulas, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that myself. I'm wondering if that might not grow a different head before they're done.
Well, it's also based on, I guess, his appearance in Dawn of Futures Past. That's what they were talking about, so that's where they kind of got the inspiration for the using Tarantulas with that mold.
So now I'm seeing the thank you to fans and club members. Oh yeah, so they don't
sarcasm?
Show anything else. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just bad grammar. Or bad use of punctuation anyway. So let's see here. So that's pretty much covering all of the Fun Pup stuff. So jumping ahead to the reveals from today, I guess the biggest one, even though we knew it was coming, is the Generations Deluxe RC because, well, one, Don, and two, it actually looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
How does it look in person, Ant?
From what I could see, I kind of had to look over people. It's very G1-y, which is interesting, given what they do lately. It's still very poseable. It's not brick G1-y, but I think it'll look nice if you have, like, a G1 Springer and a G1 Hot Rod. Like, it'll kind of still fit in, especially the vehicle mold. Other than that, I'm wondering if they're going to... There's going to be some sort of third-party thing where I would assume someone's going to get Daniel for her. this way you can just pop it on her head. That's about it. And then Chromia also.
Chromia's beautiful.
To the side. Chromia looks really cool, too, as far as being a motorcycle.
And she's a remold of the Prime Robots in Disguise RC.
She is?
Yeah.
Wow.
As far as we can tell, good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I can see it just in robot mode,
yeah.
But in vehicle mode.
No, I don't see it at all in vehicle
yeah.
mode. But robot mode, you can tell. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's freaking awesome.
You know what? They need to repaint that in the Computron. What's the one cycle for Computron?
It's not
Afterburner.
Afterburner.
Yeah, Lightspeed's
car. Paint that as Afterburner.
It does. It does look. That's exactly what, for the most part, what Afterburner looks like. Just needs a little gun in the front. It needs to be like orange and brown and white. But yeah. Let's see here. A big surprise was. Big surprise in the sense we haven't heard about it, but we could guess, was the Megatron, the leader class. There was some speculation that it's been a while since we got like a G1 Megatron proper. And this one, it's really nice. He transforms into a tank, and apparently it has working treads.
Oh, really? I had no idea that was a leader class. That's nice. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's leader class, and he has a sticker that you can make him an Autobot.
Yeah, I have a feeling, just if you look at the picture, the Decepticon emblem looks just the tiniest bit off-center, so I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit heavy on the stickers, as some of the newer figures tended to be.
Yeah. Tank mode looks really nice, too. I would say it's more reminiscent of the recent, Tank Megatron from Hinkei than it is GT Megatron, but it's nice. This is also, though, being remolded into Armada Megatron, which sounded like the greatest thing ever when it was nothing but a tweet, but seeing it, I'm a little sad, because I love Armada Megatron. Love Armada Megatron, and this is just... weird.
This is G1 Megatron wearing Armada Megatron's hat, is what it is.
Pretty much. I'm still buying it. And apparently it's coming out around the same time as the G1 Meg, so it's kind of like how, even though they weren't remolds, Sound Blaster and Soundwave were with Vela Cybertron. Tank mode looks very... it looks much closer, though, to G2 Megatron, of course, because it's green. But it's really nice looking.
Honestly, I would prefer it if they had just used the G1 head and made the chest green and made this a G2 Megatron.
Probably wouldn't be hard to do yourself.
No.
Yeah, you could probably swap the parts, maybe.
So instead of being all-inclusive, I guess I just want to have to hit the high points. I really love Legends Bombshell.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a great-looking toy.
Now, did they have that in person, Anthony?
I haven't seen it. The only ones they've added so far: Brainstorm, Chromia, RC. It doesn't mean they wouldn't, I don't think they're going to go that far at the convention.
It could be there tomorrow potentially. Powerglide Legends class is also really nice.
Oh, I can't wait to get that. That is awesome.
Yeah, so much better than that Ultra version that we had a few years ago. Not that that was a bad toy; it was just a bad Powerglide.
Yeah.
Because Powerglide, of course, is a mini-bot. A mini-bot, he should stay.
Now that we got Bombshell, is it safe to assume we'll get the third Insecticon?
Kickback?
Yeah. I would say it's safe to assume you get the third one. I forget his first name. Mark Webber?
Yeah, Mark Webber.
Yeah. He seems to be, and I talked to him at Toy Fair. I didn't realize I was talking to the head of the line at Toy Fair when I was talking to him. And Diecast, you might remember, he was the guy who was down on the floor with the really low voice.
Yes.
He's kind of set, and he said this to us at Toy Fair, and he said it again today, that like when they do Seekers, they want to do all three. So if they do a Starscream, they want to do a Thundercracker and a Skywarp. I assume that kind of carries over to things like Insecticons. If they're going to do two, they're going to do the third.
Yeah.
Legends is continuing. I know that. There's a whole bunch they have planned that they didn't show us, which is an interesting thing to talk about once we go through what they did show us. I think you're safe to assume there'll be a kickback at some point.
So we got a Thundercracker based on the Starscream. We got Windcharger, which is based on Tailgate. And it's really nice. I'm a little saddened, though, that it's not a Legends Windcharger based on Legends Windcharger from a few years ago. But, I'll live with that. But Brainstorm was a huge surprise.
And that's what I was going to say, what Anthony was saying when we were talking to Mark Webber at Toy Fair. He was actually, we asked him about Headmasters, and he said in this 30th anniversary line, we're going to touch on, everything except the Pretenders. So we knew there was a Headmaster coming, we just didn't know what we were going to get.
So, I love Brainstorm, don't get me wrong, he's my favorite, because he's the only one that I had as a kid, but I'm a little biased because of that. Is Brainstorm considered like the most iconic Headmaster? I would have thought it would have been Chrome Dome or Hardhead.
Hadn't we heard rumors that there's a Chrome Dome coming as well?
What, can't the Headmasters fight without Chrome Dome?
Transformers Collectors Club did that for their 2.0, so I would assume we wouldn't get a chrome dome.
That's right. That's right, I agree. So here he is in robot mode. Robot mode, it's nice. I'm not like super in love with it, more so than like just in general, but I love the vehicle mode. Let's see here. So Optimus Prime, I didn't care for it. Until,
me either.
Until one of my friends on Twitter said, you know who this is? It's Puppet Prime.
Okay.
And I totally see that.
I kind of get that now, especially the face, yeah.
Yeah. Putting it in that context, I love it.
Yeah, as it was presented as an IDW Prime, the only way that makes sense to me is if it's a Olivio Ramondelli Prime, and he would have been my last choice for anyone's style to put into a toy.
It's, yeah, I mean, so in that context, I will pretty much buy it. I just need to get, like, a Creo Tommy Kennedy or something to go with it. Vehicle mode, it's okay. You know, nothing stellar. I'll pick it up, but not, like, super in love with it. I'm trying to think back on... I'm going through the photos that we got from the convention. Not much else. Junk Heap. I saw from, I think, your feed, Anthony, that they actually wanted to make it smell.
Yes, I didn't tweet that, but they did talk about that. They wanted to get, I guess, some sort of smelly plastic. I don't know exactly what that would entail or what it would smell like. But apparently it's too expensive to do.
That would have been so cool. He's a definite buy for me. Let's see here. Anything else toy-wise that we need to mention? There's a repaint of Crosshairs coming out that's going to be Hot Shot. It's... very Trax-ish looking.
And in the one platinum...
Oh, yeah, there's also the Voyager Optimus. What's it called? What's the one that's out now? I can't remember the name of the life of me, but they're doing that...
The one that Takara's releasing?
In the free... Well, they're doing something similar to that, yes.
The Evasion Mode Optimus.
And, yes, they're doing Evasion Mode Optimus in white, or like a white and beige with these red flames on it. Like, he's like the... dirty version that Mark Wahlberg finds and thinks that he's found a Transformer.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't know that it looks quite as nice as the Takara version, but we'll have to have them both in hand, you know, to be sure.
And what's up with this other Prime? It's like a, I guess, a newer style cab. Is that a Voyager class figure or...
Prime, newer style cab. Movie class? Movie figure or
No, it doesn't look like a movie figure. It looks like a classic.
That's the Voyager IDW / Puppet Prime we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It has to be.
Is it red and blue?
Yeah, red and blue.
Yeah, that's Puppet Prime.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now forever known as Puppet Prime. So, Anthony, you're saying something about what isn't being released, I think, a minute ago?
What I think the more interesting thing to take out of the Hasbro panel, aside from the great photos that you all are looking at now, is what wasn't shown. The last thing they didn't show us, they showed us a list of what they did show and how many left, just like they did Toy Fair. Here's the number of Legends we showed you, and here's how many we have left to show you. And Deluxe was zero. Deluxe was zero with 16 left to show us. And there's two ways to look at this, and there was also Voyager, I believe they said they had four left to show us. Now, and then they said, we can't show you, and Weber went through this whole long thing about how his boss basically said, he can't tell us anything. Didn't mean he couldn't show us a silhouette, and the silhouette was of Superion. First I thought it was Overlord, but after someone corrected me, I was like, oh yeah, it's Superion. So and he said, this is the theme for the Deluxe class in 2015. So I'm guessing the theme is Combiners. That's what a lot of people are taking away from it. Now, you can either look at it as there are going to be 16 individual Deluxe figures that are adults and combined. So that makes me wonder if there's 2 5-and-5 and then a 6. So that could be any of the 2 5 changers and then either Piranacon or Devastator. Or it means that You have four sets of four limbs, and the Voyagers are the main body.
Oh my god. Ermergerd.
Ooh.
So, question. So, my thought when they showed Springer last year, was it Toy Fair? Whenever they showed Springer. I guess that was last year.
Yep.
That it was like a big F you to all the third-party companies because they were creating all of these G1-esque toys, and Hasbro was like, well, you know, we're actually going to do it and do it right. So now that combiners are the big third-party theme, seems to me like Hasbro is wanting to jump in and actually do it right. Or maybe Hasbro is just following, you know, the money, and they know that that's going to sell. I don't know. So the theme for... Is that going to be 2015, or is that this year?
2015 generations, yes.
Okay. Did they? I saw that people had mentioned that the 30th anniversary stuff was 30th anniversary, though, specifically referenced. Did they actually say 30th anniversary for any of these toys?
When they showed the generation logo, they used the 30th anniversary logo, and one of the things they applauded, one of the things they brought up is how Generations is doing so well that stores don't want to take it off the shelves even with the movie.
That's
the movie
awesome.
So they're going to redesign the Generations packaging to fit in with the movie stuff, but it's still going to be its own line.
That's awesome. Okay, because to me, 30th anniversary implies this year, so it just seems like they didn't mock up a new logo. Okay. Anything else? Any other juicy bits or information?
No, you said what I was going to say next about this being a big middle finger to the third-party companies, because between Brainstorm and RC, I think that was the next one, and then this, the combiners, I think they're really going out of the way to say, look, we do it better, and we're going to do it better and cheaper to you.
I mean, the first thing that I thought when I saw Brainstorm was like, I need to sell my Smart Robin.
I don't feel that way. I like my Smart Robin. I don't think Brainstorm replaces him.
I do.
I will buy Brainstorm, though. I mean, absolutely. He's interesting. He's a cool figure. He's a headmaster. I mean, I hope Hasbro does a lot more of these headmasters in the Generations line. But I'm not going to run out and sell my Brainstorm because of it.
Cool. Let's see here. Anything else? How was the ride at Universal?
The ride is fun. It was like a 70-minute wait for a 3-minute ride. The ride itself is fun. It's a little goofy at times because there's one scene where Evac's arms come out and he's still in vehicle mode. Like, you're in Evac and he's punching.
Mm-hmm. Rob and I got to ride that as many times as we wanted to with no line at all. It's pretty great.
Hmm.
That was the one in Florida, though.
Yeah.
I had to close my eyes during the part where Evac falls down like 100 stories. That literally, I don't think I could do that without closing my eyes.
Yeah.
And most importantly, have you got a chance to meet Chris McFeely yet?
Very briefly, at some point, right before the Hasbro panel, he was in line, and Monzo called him over, or was walking, somebody called him over, we chatted for a little bit, but I didn't actually introduce myself, so sort of met him.
That's cool. He's on my bucket list of people to meet. Awesome. I don't have any other questions. Guys, do you have any other questions for Ant?
I have a question. They started to talk about... this week before BotCon, how Hasbro is actually going to be offering figures on an individual basis to like comic book shops and I believe Diamond Online. Did they talk about that at all? Maybe expanding that to like, you know, some of the online retailers like Hasbro Toy Shop or anything like that to make it a little bit easier to get these figures that we want to buy?
Someone asked the Hasbro panel that. It was actually like the first question, so it was kind of noisy in the room. Cause once the slideshow ends, there's like a mass exodus out of the room. So they did answer it. They didn't really say much more than what you just asked in your question, is that they are doing single pack cases of characters. They like it as a distribution idea because it helps the retailer decide how much to order, because the more popular the character is, the more cases they would just order of that. But they would still be able to order everything. I didn't see understand quite which instances they do it, if the big box stores are going to be doing it, or if it's just going to be for direct distribution places that go through Diamond or something along those lines. But they're for it. They're definitely for it. I don't know how big that program is going to be, or what they're thinking, but they definitely seem like it was something they want to continue doing.
Cool. We'll get more into that during RFC this coming week, but I honestly don't know that it's going to make that much difference, because, again, it's specialty retailers and not, you know, major retail.
Right.
So who knows if they can actually forecast demand, et cetera, et cetera. We'll find out as it happens. Rob, did you have anything?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, cool. Well, and thanks very much for being on. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.